And it starts with my daughter, Stephanie, who many of your listeners probably know as Lady Gaga. And not unlike many other young people, she was different at a very early age. And I like to say she was unique. But, you know, these unique qualities were not always appreciated or understood by her peers. And she was often taunted and humiliated and isolated. And this started in middle school and unfortunately continued through high school and even into college. And it led to her developing anxiety and depression at a very early age. And it led to her questioning her self-worth and, you know, later led to forms of destructive behavior.
That's Cynthia Germanotta, mother of the advocate and international superstar Lady Gaga. Together, the two launched the Born This Way Foundation, an organization aimed at empowering young people to create a kinder and braver world. I'm Michelle King, and you are listening to She Innovates. It's a show that shares the stories, challenges, and triumphs of women and men across innovation, technology, and entrepreneurship. On the podcast, we've talked about online harassment, self-care, and what all of us can do to better support women at work. In exploring some of these topics, it's really important to emphasize the power of kindness and why it matters. How we treat ourselves and the people we interact with day to day can have a ripple effect on our workplaces and at home. To tackle this, and in honor of World Kindness Day, I'm thrilled to highlight the profound initiatives of the extraordinary women from the Born This Way Foundation. On this episode, Cynthia will be joined by the foundation's executive director, Maya Anista Smith. Both women will inspire and challenge us today to make a difference, and more importantly, to be kinder to one another.
You know, I didn't used to be brave, but you have made me brave.
Often during her concerts, Lady Gaga would open up about her personal struggles with bullying and isolation. By sharing these experiences, Lady Gaga became inspired to start the Born This Way Foundation. Here, her mother Cynthia shares why this was such an important first step.
I didn't quite understand this in the beginning, but I came to realize that she was healing, and young people everywhere were also healing and feeling a sense of empowerment and wondering how she did it and, you know, saying, oh, Gaga, if you did it, maybe there's a chance for us. And this beautiful relationship that she had formed with her fans was actually the foundation of the foundation, if I can say it that way. The foundation was actually born out of this relationship and her desire to create a world where young people are better equipped to deal with their struggles, you know, than she felt like she was. And so we work very hard every day to build that world, you know, that she envisions, where young people are truly listened to and respected and supported. Mental wellness is a core component of that mission. And programmatically, we work quite extensively with young people themselves and also partners to invite and support healthy conversations about mental health, to connect youth with resources that support their mental wellness, and also to build communities that really understand and prioritize mental wellness.
Maya believes that the foundation's work with supporting young people with their mental health is critical, especially because of the power and opportunity that young people have to solve some of society's most pressing challenges.
The foundation is built on the belief that young people are uniquely positioned to solve those problems, and that so many of the issues that Cynthia mentioned that her daughter experienced growing up, that I experienced growing up, that far, far, far too many young people experienced growing up, the solutions to those problems and the communities that we hope that our young people grow up in, the answers are actually in the hands of those young people. So I think ensuring young people understand the powerful voice they have is one of the core pieces of the foundation.
So how does a foundation spread kindness? I mean, what would this look like in practice? Well, recently Maya says the foundation launched the Channel Kindness Initiative, which is where the foundation shares stories of kindness and invites everyone to participate in doing the same.
Cynthia and I both are proudly moms. My children are a little bit younger. They're 3.5 and 6. And this past fall, just a couple months ago, my son started kindergarten. And this was a new school for the first time in a traditional school setting, not daycare. And I was just racked with nervousness and fear about how would I be sure that he was kind to his friends? How would I make sure that his friends were kind to him? How would I ensure he listened to directions and participated in all of these things? Cynthia is both my boss, but a real friend and mentor. And so as I was talking to Cynthia, I said, listen, I really want to build a culture of kindness in Hunter's school. What can I do? And so we started talking about how kindness isn't this transactional, one-time only action, but if it's really about building a culture and a habit of kindness. So we came up with this campaign at Spring Hill Elementary called Be Kind 21, and we created 21 days of actions that the students, the parents, and the teachers could take to build a kind community in that elementary school. But because of the platform that I have, that Cynthia and Lady Gaga have given me, and because of the youth-focused work that we did, we turned that one campaign at one elementary school in Northern California into a national and global campaign. So for Be Kind 21, we had more than 440,000 people participate in this campaign. And in 3 weeks, it resulted in more than 8 million acts of kindness.
The foundation has a range of initiatives that supports the mental wellness of young people by inviting and supporting them to have conversations about mental health, connecting youth with resources to support their wellness, and building healthy communities both online and offline. Here Maya shares more detail on some of the other programs of the foundation.
We also built a partnership with Donors Choose. So Donors Choose, for those who are not familiar, is the largest teacher crowdfunding site. Public school teachers on average spend $500 out of their own pockets filling needs in their classrooms. And so an incredible teacher in New York built this website so that communities could support teachers in their schools. And there's a whole host of different topics that you can apply for funding for, but one of the topics that was missing was kindness and then mental and emotional wellness. And so we partnered with Donors Choose to build a kindness, emotional, and social wellness platform. And we had teachers overwhelmingly excited about it and apply to receive funding. That was one of my favorite projects. Another really exciting project that we did was the partnership we did with the National Council on Behavioral Health. Their incredible programs is called Mental Health First Aid, and on Lady Gaga's Joanne World Tour, we partnered with them to bring this urgent, real-time mental health training to communities around the country. We trained more than 100,000 people in mental health first aid. Cynthia always talks about it as CPR for the brain, getting young people and all community members to think about their mental wellness as well as their physical and emotional wellness.
When it comes to mental health, it's really important to realize we're not in this fight alone. Each of us has a tremendous role to play in supporting the people around us. Cynthia shares a personal example that highlights why everyone needs someone to talk to and the real-life impact that this can have.
Since the beginning of the foundation, we have activated pop-ups alongside my daughter's tour. She basically said to Maya and I, hey, when I go on the road, why don't we take the foundation with us? And so we've created these pop-ups that connect young people to local and national organizations in their communities. So when we enter, we do our research, we find these amazing grassroots organizations that support young people in those communities, and we bring them together in this pop-up experience where those young people learn about those organizations, learn where they can go to either get help or even to volunteer in their communities. And we've done that on a number of her tours. And on her last one alone, we visited over 30 cities with her. We have reached hundreds of thousands of young people by planting these seeds in the communities. Another program that we held in October of this year, which was very exciting, was called Hashtag Someone to Turn To. And this was a challenge, really, to young people, everyone, really, not only in October, but beyond, to find that one person in your life. It could be more than one, but a minimum of one person in your life that you can turn to when you need to talk to somebody and start having those healthy conversations with them. We had one young person who unfortunately was self-harming themselves and took that challenge as an opportunity to not harm themselves for those 21 days. And I certainly hope they haven't beyond that. But that was just an incredible example of bravery and courage and, you know, and I think inspiration from that campaign and the other young people that were supporting them.
Part of the work of the foundation is to conduct research. And recently, their Kind Community Survey found that young people who describe their environments as kind are more likely to be mentally healthy. That's true for people in high school, colleges, and the workplace. But how does that extend to the internet? When it comes to online interactions, the internet can be a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it provides a source of community and comfort to individuals who might not otherwise have it. At the same time, the internet can perpetuate online bullying and harassment. Well, here Cynthia shares the role that technology can play in combating online bullying.
Far too many young people do experience bullying online, harassment online, as well as older people. And we know from research that as many as 7 out of 10 actually have experienced harassment online. We also know that social media, digital technologies, the internet, cell phones, they are not going away. So it's in all of our best interest to both harness it for good as well as utilize technology to reduce harassment. We think that many corporations could be doing a lot more in that space.
One of the main things that we are doing on this issue is trying to ourselves build and model healthy, kind, and supportive communities online and offline. I think there's many examples of that. My favorite, if we're allowed to have favorites, is channelkindness.org. So Lady Gaga came to us and she said, young people are being portrayed in a disempowering way. News stories aren't covering young people. If they are covering young people, they're telling a story of a disengaged, apathetic, violent generation. And from working with young people, we just know that that's not true. But it's not enough for Cynthia or I or even Lady Gaga to tell that different story. It's our job to use the platforms that we have access to allow young people to tell their own story and write their own narrative. And so 2.5 years ago now, we launched channelkindness.org, and that's a community of young people who share stories of kindness and bravery in their community as a way to highlight the incredible work that we know is already happening, the voices that are being used to do good in this world, and to reduce this term that's been coined for young people as if they're future leaders, right? As if they're in the future when they turn 18 or when they're ready to go to college or when, you know, and some future date they'll be ready to lead. But Channel Kindness recognizes the incredible power they have to make the world a kinder and braver place today. It's a really, really pressing and urgent problem, but I'm happy to report that young people are taking it seriously, monitoring themselves, creating apps like Not Okay and Mood Ring and a whole bunch of other incredible uses of technology to mitigate online harassment, but then also they're just demanding more from their own social networks and communities.
When it comes to bullying, the one thing I'm really interested in is the role of bystanders, which is often overlooked. Not stepping up or supporting somebody when they're being bullied can be just as impactful as the bullying itself. Here Maya shares what actions bystanders can take to support individuals who are being bullied.
In the kindergarten curriculum, right? They just model this type of how to be nice to each other on the most basic human level as these little people are learning how to interact in the world. At our school, we actually call it being an upstander, right? So there's an active choice and when you decide to stand up. So I think even just the language around being a bystander versus an upstander and the action, empowering people to understand that they can take an action to change or pivot a situation that's happening to themselves, someone around them. I think that's a nuance that I hadn't thought much about until the kindergarten training around this. But I think that the inaction of bystanders is what often makes this activity permissible, but it's really hard to be the one person who says, hey, maybe you shouldn't be talking like that or doing that. But it is in being brave enough and feeling supported enough to take that action that we're going to get a little closer to building that kinder and braver world.
One of the things I was really interested to try and understand in this interview is how kindness could be applied to the workplace. Organizations often don't invite people to be themselves, let alone be kind to one another. Here, Cynthia shares how it's possible to extend kindness initiatives to the world of work.
It can happen, and it is happening. We here in the States have partnered with the Chamber of Commerce on a campaign called The Business of Kindness, and it speaks exactly to what you just referenced, and that's bringing kindness into the workplace, which is becoming a priority. And, you know, we as leaders and parents and adults are very right to really set an example for young people by doing so in the workplace. And we have found through this campaign that it is going a very long way toward, you know, increasing the spirit in the offices, of reducing absenteeism, of improving retention in the workplaces, and, you know, enabling more productive work and conversations.
Maya adds that the effects of kindness on working adults can actually be measured.
What we found in the research we did was that there were very, very direct, tangible, and measurable benefits to kindness in and out of the workplace for employees. And so often, you know, kindness is viewed as this mushy, nice-to-have topic. But what we found was that it increased presenteeism, reduced absenteeism, increased employee productivity, reduced employee churn rates. And there's all of these real measurable triple bottom line numbers. And so I encourage all of your listeners and all of the companies that you work with to really take a serious look about the impact of kindness and the benefits of kindness.
Ultimately, Maya and Cynthia want young people to think about their role in normalizing conversations around mental health. Cynthia says that to support this, the Born This Way Foundation has a website that provides a wealth of resources that young people can use in this very important journey.
We would also love for, you know, every young person that's listening to also sign up for someone to turn to and think about and identify that one person in their life that they could turn to in time of need. We'd like to be proactive about this and do it before a problem arises, so that everyone everywhere will have somebody in their life to turn to. I mean, the world is truly facing a global mental health crisis. 1 in 4 will experience a mental health challenge themselves, and young people are at the center of this. 800,000 people die by suicide every year, and it's the second leading cause of death among young people aged 15 to 29. So, you know, we can't stress enough the importance to young people to help themselves and also their friends by having someone to turn to.
I really enjoyed the interview with Cynthia and Maya today. You know, it's so important that each of us take steps to create a kinder work environment. And if you want to support the women in your workplace, then here are some actions I recommend taking. First, make sure you're in a good place, which is something that Gina Rodriguez actually talked about on her podcast episode. So if you're interested in how to do this, please have a listen to that episode. The second thing I think all of us can do is to make it a daily practice to reach out to at least one person. That's someone you don't know or someone who doesn't even look like you. By reaching out, you will start to create a community of support. The third action all of us can take is not to be a passive bystander. If you see something at work, it's really important that you say something, because this is how you break the cycle of bullying. On today's Fairy Godboss Insights, we are going to be talking about the stigma surrounding mental illness at work. Research suggests that many women are worried about speaking up about their mental illness. They're afraid that if they do, they might not be taken seriously at work, or they might even be penalized for having such a condition. According to the World Health Organization, 1 in 4 people in the world will be affected by mental health at some point in their lives. Around 450 million people currently suffer from such conditions, placing mental disorders among the leading cause of ill health and disability worldwide. Many working women are coping with their mental illness in silence. These women experience triggers and symptoms without their coworkers or employers ever knowing what they're really going through. This is why it's so important that each of us play a role in making our workplaces kinder. I really hope you all enjoyed today's episode. If you haven't already, please follow our account, The Fix, on Instagram and sign up to our weekly newsletter at michellepeking.com/thefix. Thanks for tuning in, guys, and I'll catch you all again next week.
She Innovates is produced by Human Group Media, a company that inspires people to do good through the power of audio storytelling. This podcast is made possible by SAP NextGen, an innovation platform that enables everyone, from individuals, companies, partners, and universities, to connect and innovate with purpose. In doing so, SAP NextGen supports the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals.